Yeah, I'm Dallin.
Strike a light, Brownie. How are you, mate?
Probably, mate. We're back. 2022.
We are, mate. We are. How are you, though? I asked you. You didn't answer.
I'm good. It's good to be back after a week off.
It is, actually. I find it funny that with, like, the intro music, and then it's like, "How you going, Dallin?" And, like, we don't actually hear that when we make it. Yeah, when we put it together and listen to it, it's quite funny.
Yeah, nah. Good, recharged.
We did, actually.
We both sort of had a bit of a break and a holiday.
We didn't even discuss it, like, not even talking about things. We just didn't. I think it was just mutually agreed without even mutually agreeing.
I think I gave you a buzz and just said, "Look, mate, we're not doing it tomorrow." And you're like, "Oh, really?" I'm like, "Yeah, nah, feeling pretty flat." You're like, "Yeah, nah, fair enough, me too. So
there's no argument there.
It gave us an opportunity to have another week to reflect on the year that's gone by, and also for people to listen to that episode.
Yep.
And now we're back, like, obviously, and ready to go for the first episode of the new year, which is going to be a big year for us.
Yes, and we're going to kick it off with a Q&A because it's our favourite type of episode. So,
well, nice and easy, good fun. So,
firstly, mate,
how are you? Good.
The break was well needed. Yep. Well needed.
Agreed.
Back into routine now, which is not the worst thing, but the break was really nice.
Yep.
Yeah, mate. How are you? How's Christmas?
Yeah, just same old.
Same old Christmas, stuff. Just like every other day.
Yeah, you know, business as usual. it was good. And birthday's good, New Year's good.
Oh, yeah, it was your birthday, wasn't it?
Good. Yeah, everything was good. Just I went down south a little bit for New Year's Day and whatnot. So that was good.
Lovely, mate.
And you went to...
I stuck to me word.
Further south, yeah. You didn't do Christmas.
I did Christmas in the morning. I left at about 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock.
Missed my birthday.
Missed your birthday.
Made up for it, though, with a beautiful six-pack of Albany's Finest.
Figurehead Blonde Ale, Wilson Brewing Company. We love that.
Just sinking a few of those cordials.
Sent it down on Albany Highway.
Yep, beauty.
For a five-hour drive, six-hour drive.
Feel good for it?
On Christmas Day, and it was lovely. I had a fantastic break.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very well needed.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah,
that was my break, mate. Yep. Also, someone actually asked me this. Like, where does Strike a Light come from?
Pretty sure we were going through intros.
Yeah. And it's my dad says it, and I didn't actually pick up on it. I was like, "Hang on, Dad says that." And then I was at Grandma and Granddad's the other day on New Year's Eve. I actually spent New Year's Eve with Grandma and Dad. And Granddad's sitting there, he's like, "Strike." I was like, "Hang on."
He wasn't saying the bloke's blowing intro, was he?
I actually mocked him up.
Yeah.
And I was like, "Oh, it comes from Granddad." So, Strike a Light, if anyone's wondering.
So, Granddad Robbo could have ripped off bloke to bloke, or we could have ripped him off.
Passed down by generations, so I'll hand it on to... Yeah. Now, whippersnappers.
It's actually a funny story, that, because we were sitting there and we were like, "Right,
how the fuck do we start a podcast?
Hey, how you going?" You know, we've sort of come to grow into it naturally by saying legends and blokes and all this stuff, but we needed that big one-hit punchline.
Strike a lot, man.
And I think it's become bigger.
But we do forget about the "how you going, darling," and that was just off a big TikTok. People that would tune in that don't listen to TikTok or know my TikToks, like, where the fuck is "how you going, darling" from?
To be honest, that kind of comment is not really like...
It doesn't fit in with anything, but it's just funny.
It's funny.
It's just good, part of it.
It's a good way to start the episode. We like to be lighthearted, so...
We do, mate.
Sweet,
sour, lucky man.
Sweet. Oh, for the break.
2 weeks, mate.
Sweet. Spending time with family and going down south for New Year's Day and stuff was good with missus. Yeah,
that would have been lovely. My sweet was just... literally the same. Yep. Going down, disconnecting with everything. I had my screen time one day. It was Boxing Day, the day after. I had 4 minutes on Instagram, and that is just unfucking heard of for me. And I really, really liked that was the case.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
So that was a sweet for me.
Yeah.
What's a sour?
Sour?
What's stung?
The break's finished.
The break ending?
Very quickly. See, the thing is, the problem, and I know this is not just me, but the problem with these breaks are you finish work, you're looking forward to it so much, you want to cram all this stuff in, you want to do all these things. Christmas comes, my birthday comes, for me it obviously comes every year at that time. So you get through that, you get through New Year's, and then I do feel refreshed, probably not as refreshed as I'd like, but that's part of it.
No, I actually can agree with that.
Yep.
That sour.
Yep.
It was as fantastic as the break was, it was, fuck, now I've got to come back to reality.
Yeah.
That opened my eyes up a little bit as to what I did on that break and what I appreciated doing the most and how that made me feel.
Yep.
So, good. Who knows what's to come for me in terms of that. Lucky, jeez, don't give me that face. Lucky band, mate, what stressed you?
I'll build on my sour and just say trying to fit in rest and recharging while trying to enjoy doing things that aren't really possible while in that,
working cycle.
So,
I agree with that.
It's been good. It's been difficult. I've actually had a few days of doing like literally nothing, which is good.
Yeah.
I've also had a few days that I've just been flat out. So, it's been good.
Nice.
Yeah, a bit, you know, stretchy.
Stretch me. I actually ran a spontaneous half marathon.
As you do.
I woke up and I was like, I had two beers for tea the night before. I wasn't fueled properly, but
you gotta do what you gotta do.
Hit the coast. I was like, nah, that's one foot in front of the other. So that's a less serious stretch, I guess. My little half marathon.
Still did something challenging.
Which is quite nice. Yep. Yeah.
Cool.
This is a good topic now.
Stonks. Ooh. So obviously Q&A. There's going to be a few questions about stonks and finance
because we love it
and we live and breathe it day to day, but just on general, how did your new year finish? How did you start the year?
The week before Christmas was average, I think. Nothing special.
Oh, I think it was great, wasn't it? No. It was between Christmas and New Year.
I think it was the biggest week I've ever had.
Beautiful. I had green.
Disgusting highs.
Yeah, it's great.
So one, for example, was Carnaby Resources, CMB. I don't know what day, it's right in the middle, it was up like 86% on one day.
Yeah, the good thing about that was it wasn't just one day. It did keep climbing.
So I hit all-time highs in my portfolio, which was delicious. So if you're into your shares, look at CNB and look at the graph. And I rode that graph.
Yeah.
Which was nice.
And then obviously in the new year, I know that yesterday, so Friday was good.
Yep.
Thursday, I was literally like knife wounds, blood spurting everywhere, like red. And when we say red, sometimes we get a little bit like above it and we just go, oh, we're struggling here, you know, down 1%. No, we're not talking 1 or 2%, we're talking 5% everywhere.
So that's what we call a bloodbath, where everything's just red, which obviously comes with all-time highs. That's how it works.
The FBI were cornering it off and calling a crime scene. There was that much blood.
From me, I didn't have the worst time, but that's right.
It's a bit of a bumpy ride at the moment, and we'll get into that later on about
a few questions surrounding that one.
Yeah. We won't do
Song of the week. Jinx.
Yeah. I think it's a good idea to have a little prediction for our Spotify Wrapped. Maybe let's go Artist of the Year, so for 2022. What are you going with?
So this is quite fitting, because she actually followed me on Instagram the other day. She put me on her story. I've been following her for a while. She's been my favourite artist for a while. I'm blown away.
Yep.
Jack River started following me on Instagram.
Yeah.
I nearly had a small heart attack.
Yep.
I actually had a real large heart attack, actually.
Yep, okay.
And she put me on a story, and I was like, oh, gosh. So Jack River will be, she already is by far my most played artist this year. So
Nick Robbo's 2022 Spotify prediction.
Most played song, Fault Line Gear 1 version, right, at my wedding.
Yeah.
Hopefully she plays it live for me.
Yeah.
I'll get in touch with her now. Should we follow each other?
Yeah.
And, Jack River. Easy.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to go with a calculator response. I reckon I'm going to go back. Because this year it was very, like, random.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
But I'm going to go with that theme of there was an album I found and I just thrashed it probably for like 6 months.
Thrashed it.
Yeah. Oh, that's probably, well, to get top five all the same album, same artist.
Thrashed
it's probably true, a good word for it.
It's good.
So I'm gonna go with Kid Laroi.
Yep.
New album, I reckon.
You're all about that, hey?
Oh, I reckon, yeah, it's been a little while.
It would be if it's your most played album.
Yeah. It will be. No, it was Machine Gun this year.
Yeah.
But I think I'll go back to the...
No, lovely.
I reckon there'll be a new album, so.
Very nice, mate.
Thrash it.
Next up, mate.
Bloke of the year.
Fuck the week.
Are we going for bloke of the year 2021 or this a prediction?
Both.
Alright, bloke of the year 2021. You want to go first?
You say it, mate.
Nah, I'm going different with you. You say your
one. Oh, Scott Boland. Every day of the week. 365 days, actually.
Pretty late introduction to the 2021, but he's got it.
He's oh.
Yeah.
What is it, 6 for 4? 6 for 7 off the rest of his over.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, just if you follow cricket, you know what I'm talking about. If you don't, you don't know what I'm talking about.
I'm actually going to go bloke of the year for me. I'm just going to go like off the top of my head. I reckon bloke of the year, 2021, Christian Petrarca.
Yeah.
Beast.
Yeah.
You know who that is?
No.
You don't?
Melbourne Demons. I don't know who everyone is. Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Mate,
My head's in cricket world.
Yeah. Yeah, fuck, stick to the sporting team. But 2022, bloke of the year, I'm telling you, this is my prediction, Luke Shuey.
You reckon?
Yeah, Luke Shuey.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Mine's Novak Djokovic. Touchy subject.
What is he? He's going to be deported. His visa's been cancelled.
I bloody hope so. Because if he plays, he's going to get booed the second he walks out onto the court.
Robbo says, bloke of the year, Novak. Is he going to play in the Australian Open? His visa's just been cancelled.
I hope he doesn't. Or if he does, he gets booed.
Okay. Can I share my thoughts on
this? This is actually good.
Can I share my
thoughts? We haven't discussed this.
Can I share my thoughts on Novak?
You may.
Okay, so I hated tennis. I know you've been playing for a long time, or had been playing.
I've got a huge tennis family.
Yep. I actually hated tennis, and it was similar to me in my head about like golf. I'm not a golfer. I thought it was boring. Yeah. Until I went along with my friend George to the Hotman Cup? Was it the Walnut one a few years ago? Maybe three or four years ago.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed it. I'm a sporty person, so yeah, not a surprise. I enjoyed it. Then I literally played tennis with him. Like, I couldn't hit the typical tennis starter. Like, I was hitting it out of the fence. Right? Yeah. And we played constantly for a year, and I got semi-decent at it for our recreational level. And I went every year since to the warm-up games to the Australian Open. And I really like it now. A few mates, we watch the Australian Open, like, religiously.
Yeah.
So I'm fairly new to it, right?
Yeah.
I don't like Novak. Everyone seems to love him. He's the GOAT, he's the best. Nah.
As a bloke, compared to the others like Rafa and Roger, the most gentlemen of sporting athletes, like really lovely blokes, and comparing the top three is Roger, Rafa and Novak. And
I know Novak's the best out of the three at the moment.
Good tennis player.
Shit bloke.
I'm not going to say shit bloke. He's a nice bloke, but he's not the gentleman on the court like the other two are.
Correct me if I'm wrong, when he got into the final and he won it against Dominic Thiem, I don't think I have ridden like the ride and the wave of support for anything higher than that moment. Like that game, I was like, I'll die.
Yeah.
I'll die.
Yeah.
Right now for Dominic Thiem. I just wanted him to win that bad. I just think Novak is such a sook.
It's coming out now with his parents saying, things his parents are saying.
Mate, you're boring.
You can just go home if you want to go home. So it's all... Anyway, moving on. Not bloke of the year.
So I'm going, Luke Shuey. You've gone Novak for somehow bloke of the year.
Scott Boland.
Scott Boland, again.
Yep.
He actually took a four for yesterday, so he started the year well.
Ridiculous,
He started the year well. Quote of the week.
Quite of the week, we actually nearly forgot about this. We threw it on the end there. I was told this, a very short part of this quote, which I then Googled.
Yeah.
And it showed the rest of it. And it's very, very good.
Yeah.
Like very, very good. I'll say it, then I'll say it again.
Yeah.
And then we'll post it and you can read it. Yeah. It's by Harvey McKay. I don't know who that is. It just says it here.
Hi, Harvey.
I'm not going to claim this quote.
Big fan of the show.
I don't know. Righto. Time is free, but it's priceless. You can't own it, but you can use it.
Mm-hmm.
You can't keep it, but you can spend it. Once you've lost it, you can never get it back.
Yep.
That's a fucking good quote. Yep. So we'll post that. You can read it. You can save it. You can look back on that. So if you haven't followed us on Bloke to Bloke on Instagram, follow us there. And I think that is just shows the value of time, which we take for granted, I think.
Comes back to that whole scenario of when you're on your deathbed, what are you going to regret?
Yeah.
Did you spend your time wisely?
Yeah.
You can't ever get it back.
No.
You know, it's that period of life that just flashes by.
Yeah.
And then one day you'll sit there and you'll go, it's gone.
Yeah.
My best years are gone. And that's what I think we do preach here a lot about, like, we have a lot of 20s, teens, 20s, 30s.
Yeah.
These are essentially priceless years of your life you'll never get back that you really want to take advantage of.
And we can't, hindsight, is incredible. You look back on it when you're there and it's like, but you try and implement it now of, I actually really need to listen to these other people around me, of enjoy these younger years, because it's like in school, when you finish school, I remember people telling me, like, appreciate it now because it's the only time you're going to have all your schoolmates around at once and hang out every day. That's not the real life.
Yeah.
And you get out of school, like, holy shit, that's so true. I wish I appreciated that more. Now we've got jobs, now we've got this, now we've got responsibilities. So
I said the other day, to my partner, I wish I could go back and do my undergrad at uni again.
Yeah.
And that 3 years was some of the best years I could have had in my time, and I probably didn't take it as seriously and get involved as much as I would now.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I will, that time is priceless. I won't get it back.
Yeah.
But it's also that balance between, yeah, you've got to be future orientated, but you've really got to live for the now.
Yeah. So
put your phone down.
Something we really preach here is balance. Like,
put your phone down though, enjoy that sunset as you've said, or you know, take the photo. Don't not take the photo. Take the photo of the sunset. Put it down.
Enjoy
that time, because you never know when that'll
be. We don't have a crystal ball.
No.
And I always, when I stress about things, I put things into perspective. It's grim, it's gory, it's gruesome, it's not nice.
It's
I could be driving home from here and get T-boned at a set of lights and
but
be bedbound for the rest of my life. And that's reality.
Just continuing on that grim sort of scenario is that if that was to happen, like, none of us can control that.
No.
But for someone like me, if that happened to you, it would be like, right, did I, the time that I had with you, spend it how we wanted to?
Yeah.
Like, I can't control what happens in that scenario. So,
no way.
So even if it's your loved ones, your friends, your family, your partner, are you spending the time with them how you would want to on reflection in 20, 30 years, right? So if it was that you were gone, did we do something fairly decent by starting a podcast, then at least that'll be in the back pocket, and you know, you can say that you've done that and you can reflect on that.
My very small takeaway from that quote of the week would be, kids in school, appreciate who you've got around you right now and don't take that for granted.
Absolutely.
Because you'll never have, or not say never, but that time again where you got your recess, your lunch with all your mates, mucking around, having yarns, that changes
when you're in the real world. No responsibilities.
Yeah.
All right. Beautiful.
Straight into it.
Q&A.
Yes. Would you like to fire away first, mate?
Okay. We'll start with one that's, we got a great set of questions.
Wide variety of...
And yeah, I was going to say, a really big mix between serious, funny, laughs, you, me, world, mental health. Great questions. So, we can't answer all of them. We had over 100.
Well over 100.
Yep. We've tried to pick ones that are good balance of variety and also ones that we feel like we can answer.
Yep.
Right? There's things we can't answer.
Yep.
We're not qualified, haven't experienced it.
Yep. As always.
Said it before. Yep. So, Nick...
Joshua.
Robbo.
Yeah, mate.
What does it mean to be genuinely happy in life, and where are you guys right now in terms of happiness, I assume?
I think this is very fitting to the last episode, before we talked about happiness. About success.
Success, yep.
And I said, and I quoted that, and we put it on, put it on TikTok.
Yeah.
And it's, sorry, there's a question here.
What does it mean to be generally happy?
Giving to other people. And being there for people and doing things for other people and feeling genuinely content in who you are and what you're doing and how you're spending your time.
It's very subjective, isn't it, to yourself? But I think if you can find things that make you happy, a little bit happy, hobbies, interests, and you can surround yourself with people that make you happy.
Yep.
And as we said, if you can be a 51% giver and a 49% taker.
That's right,
then I think you'll be happy and you'll be successful.
And with that comes your own time as well, and you find your hobbies, you find your time, but then you pick up your rubbish walking down the street. No one's going to see you, but you're going to go home that night saying, I did a fucking good deed. And that's got nothing to do with the amount of money in your bank account.
If you sum all that up, does that come back to balance? If you find a real good balance in life with happiness, you will be happy in terms of people, hobbies,
giving, taking,
work.
Shit, yeah.
Okay, great.
How about you, mate?
Same. We've got on that. And where are we in terms of happiness? Getting there? I think it's always going to be an everlasting development.
Yeah, it's always what you deem as happiness will change in time, I think, as well. It's not always going to be the same.
As you grow up, new responsibilities, families, work, travel, whatever it is going to throw challenges to your happiness.
So that might change for you, and that's fine as long as you stay true to who you are and don't copy someone else's happiness as well.
Easy way, off the top of your head, to rank this. Where are we right now in terms of happiness? Out of 10, just go bang, we'll move on.
Shit. I don't know if I could say this.
You can. Why? It's open, honest Q&A.
Probably 6 to 7.
Okay, yeah. I'll say 7 right now. Yep. Probably going to go down. We should
probably open that up and...
Well...
6 isn't great, but...
I'm 7 happy. It's probably going to be a 6 when I go back to work. No problem.
What has been the most eye-opening episode you've recorded thus far? Or eye-opening / favourite, I think.
Okay. That's a really good one. Do you have one on?
I was looking through right now.
Yeah, go on.
My favourite is Does Everything Happen for a Reason?
Okay.
And, well, what is success? Those two are my favourite, okay. Most eye-opening. Voicing those things I'm saying, you realise them. And it's it opened my eyes up to what I'm doing with my time and all these things and whatnot.
My favourite one isn't the one that opened my eyes up the most. My favourite one was just to record it and how it went. Everything is the morning routine one. That was
real, actually good.
Real good fun. We were real good energy and it was received well. And I think it's something that is actually like far more important than we ever thought.
Yeah, we had an idea of what we were going to do. And then when you were like, hang on, what about morning routine? And we're just pacing this room. I'm like, hang on, that's work.
One that opened my eyes up a bit was probably the overthinking one. Just because I knew that was one where I'm going to have to put my Robbo cap on and open up a little bit. And all that sort of jazz. Wasn't easy, but that's probably, my most eye-opening one. And then obviously the favourite one, definitely the morning routine. I still look back on that.
No, that's good.
That's a good laugh, that one.
I'm glad we had different ones, actually.
Yep. Robbo.
That's a good one.
We love this. We've had a few people send them in. So people are still getting into the Dr. V purchases, which we love. We're the mates there.
Bloody oath.
What's the best Dr. V flavour?
Well, I think we did. Siberian Rush.
You got the Rush. Siberian Rush. So the red one. Yep. The red one. I'm going with the Brainstorm Blue. But with the different sort of products for the different sort of events and experiences and whatnot, I still think that they're all pretty good, depending on what you need.
Yeah.
We had a message saying, oh, boys, do I drink the Bender Mender before or after?
It was a good question.
It was a message. you definitely drink it after. But like, if you're having a big night out, your best is to smack back the Bender Mender the morning after.
Definitely, mate.
No jitters, no crash. Jump on to hashtag bloke. $20 free shipping.
That's it, mate.
Beautiful.
Next question, mate. How to deal with a rough breakup?
Oh. Have we had one? I don't think I've really had one.
Yes. I had a rough relationship. The breakup itself, I thought it was going to be really, really bad. I wasn't not sure how I was going to handle myself. It was always going to come. And then when it happened, it was just weighed off my shoulders because the relationship itself was so bad. I'm not blaming that on the other person.
Yep.
It was a toxic relationship between two people. And I take all blame for myself in what I did wrong.
Yep.
But that was just part of it.
Yep.
How to deal with the rough breakup. I think it just comes back to everything. Dealing with all these things. Find routine, exercise, eat healthy, and do things that make you laugh. At the end of the day, the more you laugh, genuinely laugh, the happier you're going
to
be, I think.
Short answer, I reckon, would be just bring it back to yourself. Focus on you. Do the things that you need to do. Work on you.
And on that, great point. Stop pointing the finger at your ex. Yes, they might be part of the problem. That's not going to solve your problems.
Go on now.
Work out what you did wrong and focus on that. Don't point the finger at someone else because that's not going to fix your problems. That's not going to get you through the breakup.
Yeah.
That at the end of the day is focusing on them.
True.
Focus on yourself.
Yep. Robbo.
Brownie.
Love this one. Is black coffee where it's at? I just started drinking it. Jackson, mate. Let me just say.
You answer first and then I'll answer.
Jackson. Yes. It is. I've been big this summer on the iced long black. It's exactly what the name is. It's long black, so it's just espresso shot.
That's feral.
With a bit of water. Iced long black essentially just ice the shot of coffee, black coffee, with chilled water over the top. I reckon it's great. You get the real good flavours of the coffee. No milk, which good on the stomach. So, yes, I think so. Robbo is on the extreme other side of the spectrum.
Polar opposite.
Yeah. So, this morning...
Back into routine.
This morning we had a coffee, as usual.
A mocha with almond milk.
So,
extra large.
She's like, what would you guys have? And she's just like clicked one side of the spectrum and the other. She's like,
oh, geez.
What do you have? Mocha, almond milk.
Yep.
Yep. No, I've had just the ice long black.
So, don't fake yourself. You don't like coffee. Don't pretend. Be like me. Drink mocha.
Yeah. Look, I'm only recently shuffled.
Don't
knock
back an ice long black just to fit in.
Yeah.
If it's feral, it's feral.
Well, it's not feral, but
if you enjoy it, you enjoy it.
Yeah, exactly. I've just graduated from coffee school out of flat white to the long blacks, so.
I'm still in fucking kindy.
Yeah, you haven't actually got to school.
I'm in daycare, actually. I'm in kindy.
Yep. All right, moving on.
What's the biggest thing for yourself to work on? How and why?
For this new year?
Or just in general.
Okay. Going to continue working on balance, and it all comes around to time management.
Yep.
So obviously we all have 24 hours in a day. Yep. No one's got more. No one's got less.
That's a good point, actually.
We all have 24 hours.
Yep.
So therefore, my mentality is I'm not disadvantaged or advantaged. I need to just find ways to fit in what I want to fit in.
Yeah.
What I need to fit in. So yep. I need to fit in rest, obviously.
Yeah.
Some sleep.
Yeah, it's quite essential.
Yep. I need to go to work.
Yep.
And I then want to do things like the gym and see friends and family. I need to find that balance. Been working on it. I'll continue to work on it.
Yep.
And I think it's just important. It's just the best way to get, you know, back to that happiness.
Yep.
Yep.
Shit, yeah. Time management as well.
Yep.
Finding what makes me happiest.
Yep.
I need to work on that. I do give myself a lot of time, I guess, but I think another big one I'll continually always work on, not saying it's a flaw, but listening to other people and not reacting. Not even if I don't voice it, having a conclusion in my mind, it's just...
Mrs. Robbo came up with that one, didn't she, Mum?
I've always been like that. I've become better.
She would know.
She
is your mum.
Thanks, Mum.
Yeah.
Even if I have achieved a good standard in that, that's something I will continue to want to work on, is listening to what people have to say without formulating a conclusion, without hearing them
through. Those sort of things are always things. You're never perfect with that. You can always work on it. So yeah, I think that's pretty good. I know you guys don't do podcasts for money, but do you get any revenue from Spotify? I think it's a pretty simple answer. No.
No. So Spotify does, I think, sponsor, like, you got your Spotify, like, you're Inspired Unemployed, your Fairbairn Twins.
I think if we got sponsored by Spotify, you'd bloody well know about it.
I think so.
The audio quality would go through the roof. There'd be way better photos in studio. I actually like listening to other creators, I won't say just podcasts, but creators talk about things that, like, aren't really spoken about in this sort of industry.
Yeah.
So... do we want to go into it a little bit?
Not really, yeah, if you
want. I'll just say briefly, right? It's fair. It's open. It's honest. We don't get paid anything for putting out the actual audio.
No.
No, we just love doing that.
Yeah.
Never started for that. We don't do it for money, as the question says. But we obviously get some form of sponsorships.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that helps us come back and do more and improve.
Absolutely. Yeah.
This world is generated by...
At the end of the day, you can't avoid that, yep.
So we won't get any better without having to get some revenue. So that's how it works, and, life goes around.
That one. Cool.
Robbo.
Brownie.
What is seeing a professional like, and how beneficial is it?
I think it's very beneficial. It's someone who's solely there to listen to you and help you, rather than, I don't know, a friend can be really great sometimes, but then they can have a formulated judgment or opinion, or they know a past of yours that they're going to create this predetermined thought maybe. So talking to a professional that's solely there to listen and help and give professional advice, which they've studied to formulate, can be a world's part in difference to be better.
As we always say, it's no different to the doctor, the physio, etc.
Absolutely.
Cool.
Brownie, how to cut off toxic childhood friends? What do you mean, answer?
Oh, I've done it.
Yeah. Oh, it's just...
phase it out.
It's, just childhood or normal friends or work friends. At the end of the day, friends, just because you're friends when you're younger doesn't mean you're friends when you're older.
Yeah.
It's just wean out of it. If you want to wean out of it, if they've done something real fucking bad, tell them and say, I don't want to be part of this friendship anymore.
Sounds
at the end
bad,
of the day.
But I've just sort of got on with it. Sort of moved on and done my own things. And
Yep.
Good.
Yeah. Cool.
Robbo, what's one of your greatest fears and how are you working to overcome that?
Oh, strike.
Sharks.
Spiders.
And the dentist.
Oh, propellers, anchors, rudders under, like, yachts, like you walk along a jetty.
Okay.
Like, or go swimming to a pontoon and, like, I just know there's an anchor and a chain there. Things underwater scare the fucking shit out of me.
Yeah.
So we won't make it literally like a big fucking mental health answer. We'll give you one.
I said sharks. I don't know how we're going to overcome that one, but don't swim.
Anchors. The best way to go about saving for a house, Brownie?
Honestly,
budgeting.
Yeah, just the use Wii money.
Literally
use Wii money. There's a saving thing on there. I would suggest finding a portion, whether that's an amount or a percent, each pay.
Yeah.
Putting it away, don't touch it, lock it. Lock that account, put it somewhere if you have to.
Yeah.
It's like the old school way of putting it under the mattress and storing it there, you know. It's just money that you just don't touch. So we do that for stocks, so it's no real different saving for a car, house, whatever. So just a bit more.
Budget.
Yep. Robbo, how was moving away from the Big Smoke, brackets Perth, to the Wheat Belt and making new pals?
I liked it. Yep. It was very different.
Yep.
I enjoyed out there. It's a simple life, a simple town.
Mm-hmm.
Got a few really good mates out there, hang out, you do different things you do in Perth. I come back to Perth, I don't see the same. I do sometimes see the same people.
Yeah.
But it really fucking opens your eyes up as to who you want to hang out and who you're going to give your time. So, yeah, that's that.
Yep.
Rowney.
Yep.
What are some things you both do to take a step back and relax?
Personally, I just sort of chill out. Yep. Like most people do.
Yeah.
I do a lot of that with my partner.
Yep.
Just
cruise. Yeah.
Just sort of chill. We watch a lot of sport.
Yeah. I think one of the biggest things that I need to chill out and relax is everything I do with social media and podcasts and everything.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not doing it half-assed. We're not doing an episode this week. Fuck it. We are not doing an episode. Switch off. Done. And it's not living in that middle ground of having a little bit of time for it. So when you need it, sorry, the cat, if you can hear it, is making noises. So don't half-ass your break.
Yep.
Commit to your break.
Yep. Okay. A quick one. This one. We can just fly through this. Robbo.
Yes,
mate. Are you a hectare hunter?
Yep. I have been.
Yep.
I was. Currently am. And currently succeeding heavily.
Okay. Next.
You guys saved my life. Thank you. Oh, it's not a question, but it's a lovely statement. Thank you so much. That's actually really lovely to read.
That's why we do it.
Can come across that.
Yep. This is a nice one. My 7-year-old son has a curly mullet and he loves yours, Robbo.
Yep.
Is the mullet staying for the whole of 2022?
Shit, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't even want to cut it at all. Like, grow it just silly lengths.
If he gets rid of the mullet, bloke to boat's over.
You have to grow one.
Yep. I'll have it.
What's the bloke's thoughts on country music? Have a yarn about Morgan Wallen. I'm not going to... Country music is quite overplayed, I think, by a lot of people that think they like country music. I'm not going to take a judgment than just to be like their country. I don't mind country music, but some of it's good, some of it's all right. I don't really listen to it.
It's not my cup of tea.
No, I figured that.
Robbo.
Rowney.
We could both answer this. If you could have a coffee with anyone in the world, dead or alive, who would it be?
I didn't think about this.
I have so many. Let's say two. Just do three. Warren Buffett. Okay, well, that's our collective. We'll do three. One collective, then Terran. So Warren Buffett.
Us three are together going to have one at Malalu.
Yeah, us and Wazza. us and Wazza.
I don't really think about this.
I'll tell you what, we'd be way better investors for that conversation. I'm going to say dead. I'll say one alive, one dead.
That's a good idea.
Dead. Juice WRLD.
Yep.
Only because... not music related. I wanted to get this kind of mental health discussion.
Yeah.
I want to get his sort of.
Yeah, right.
He was struggling.
Yeah, yeah.
Real struggling. And I think that conversation would be real beneficial for this podcast.
Absolutely. I've mentioned him before, Keanu Reeves.
Yeah.
Alive.
Alive.
A really, really great man who's been through a lot of shit and has continued to be a great man.
Yep.
And that's, again, if you haven't read about the things that he does or who he is as a person, read up on him. He should be everyone's role model, in my opinion.
Got a dead one?
You say your live one. I'll say the one that's passed away.
I've just thought of this, and I'm going to say it back to this theme of the podcast. Ben Foster, who is a professional football player, has played for Manchester United, plays in the Premier League, but has actually taken more of a role, has over 1 million followers on YouTube, has a podcast, is just a really good creator and really understands what we're trying to do as well.
Yeah.
Understands the current, what people want to see.
Yeah.
None of this usual rubbish mainstream media. People want open, honest, raw things. So he's done that from a football behind the scenes perspective, but he's also just interviewed people about all sorts of things.
Yeah.
And I would love to have a coffee about the business side of it. So for professional
footballer
who's done really great things, but it's like talking to a larger version of bloke to bloke, right? And getting some ideas for the podcast and creating and whatnot.
I actually can't think of anyone. I don't want
to... Someone's past?
Yeah, I can't. I'll get back to it if it pops up to my mind.
Kobe? Something like that?
I was thinking about that, but I don't really have much of an association with that. I might get back to it.
Novak, if he doesn't make it out of Australia.
Public seminar type things. I'm in Victoria, but would love to see it in person.
Absolutely, if we can do it.
Oh, yeah, one day.
Going to be a lot of logistical.
Yeah, it's just.
Can't even leave WA at the moment, so.
Maybe one day.
We'd love to, is
we would.
Short answer. Yep. Robbo, quickly, Rowney. How's your lawn going?
Absolutely fucking shithouse over the whole break. It is dead. My housemates didn't water it. What have I got? 10 at the moment.
The lawn harvest. Is a collective responsibility.
Especially in a share house, and it's when you're the only one who puts the effort in, and I come back from a break and it's dead. Kicking the guts.
Long and share house, you're on notice.
Yeah, so that's pretty upsetting. Best advice you've ever received versus worst advice, Brownie? I've really put you on the spot.
Worst advice when me and my partner always have a like this. Just don't stress, Josh. Just don't stress.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry, I won't stress now.
That's no worries, I'm good. Relax.
Relax.
Relax. Chill out.
Oh, relax, mate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess that's
for obvious reasons.
Not used as advice, but it's people don't know how to...
Her and I have a laugh because it's obviously...
Yeah.
Just don't stress, mate.
Relax,
it's all good.
Relax.
Best advice would be...
I've got a quote that you'd use.
Yeah, be yourself because everyone else is taking. When I heard that, don't know if it was just at the time, whatever, I was just kind of like, oh yeah, no, I'm going to be me now. And I did, yeah. I just went bang, cut some people off, stop trying to be someone else.
Yeah. Shit, yeah.
Yep.
I think best advice, I've got lots of good advice I've received, read. Something that's popped straight into mind is nothing changes if nothing changes.
Big one on this, this podcast, yep.
Absolutely.
Okay. Worst, this is a good one.
I don't really have worst advice.
What would you have said a year ago, so starting 2021,
yep.
if someone had told you you'd be making a podcast and having a significant impact on people?
I'd be like, holy shit, that's sick.
I think it would be a different response from you and I. You'd have been like, yeah, like I'm...
Like somewhat could have worked towards that.
Yeah,
like,
you were looking at taking the next step somewhere.
For you, though, that's...
For me, I would have said, oh, yeah, am I editing one or something? Like,
is this sorry, new, what? Is, new, it, is new this my new job? Or?
Side job or something. Yeah. So I would have laughed at you, and I would have said no worries, and I would have said that I would love to be on one. I probably would be talking sport or something, not mental health.
So it's a big answer for you, that one. There you go.
But not only to start a podcast, I think the important thing there is to have some form of impact.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
You know, just getting recognition from people at the gym, like, hey, man, love your podcast, like, keep going. Yeah. Or, hey, man, you're starting an important conversation.
Really, really cool, isn't it?
Yeah, wasn't started for that reason, but it's good to know that it does work or is working to a certain extent.
Absolutely.
Brownie,
if you could have any job in the world, what would it be and why?
It's got to be professional athlete, doesn't it?
Yeah, right, yeah.
High performance sort just of a area. Weapon. Yeah, like, I'm not saying I'd have to be a weapon or anything, but I just think, like, even just like being on the fringes of playing.
World class, like physio and treatment and training. And
like I said about that. All that. Like that Ben Foster goalkeeper who plays in the Premier League, like you see behind the scenes, and it's like even if you're on the fringes, like you get paid to essentially go to work and like they give you the food. I'm not a good cook, so they give you the food. Yeah. You know, you're paid to go to the gym. Like, I would love to have like the energy to put in myself more at the gym, but like you get all that time and it's just
absolutely
You?
I'm gonna give you two.
Yeah.
One realistic one.
Yeah.
Farmer.
Got all the gear for that.
Farmer in the Great Southern.
Yeah. Got the gear for that.
We'll elaborate on that one day. The second one, I thought about this, like, no money in my mind on how create or how income would come. Own a decent sized property, like big good gym, pool, chill out area, and blokes can just come and go as they like.
Yeah.
Like just train each other, work with each other, chat about things, have fires, no expenses, come as you go, fucking cook up stuff, everything. And it's just a come and go as you like and help each other in the gym, fucking give each other tips. That'd be running something like that.
I might go with one more because you did two, and I'm going to do a realistic one that we could achieve because I'm not going to be make it professional in anything. Why don't we say dream job, having a podcast or a sort of network, you know, just be creative in that sense, that gets to travel around and have an impact.
Yeah.
Because we don't travel around.
No.
We don't have a massive impact. We have a little bit of an impact.
I think we have I get this a lot and I'm trying to take it in. A lot of people say we've made a bigger impact than we realise.
Yeah, of course. But imagine if we could do this.
A monstrous impact.
Around the world. Yeah. You know, whatever. Yep. Is it you or me?
You, mate.
Okay. What are the goals for Bloke to Bloke in 2022? That's from Wilson. He's an OG listener. So thanks, mate.
Thanks, Wilson.
Appreciate that.
You got any, mate? Off the top of your head? I'd love to bring out merchandise. I think that's been a question in this.
Yeah.
Just something more, a further step.
Look, I think the number one goal is going to be to figure out how the hell we're going to keep doing this.
Especially, I'm going to move to the Great Southern and be a farmer.
Logistically, we can't keep coming back to my house on every Saturday and filming. We need help.
Yeah, essentially. So figuring that out, working that out, and
And if merch comes,
things like that.
If new brand deals come. Yep. If meetups come.
Yeah.
If subscriber content, bonus episodes, whatever it is. That's all part of the goal, but that's all stemming out from
Yeah.
I know it sounds a bit odd for a podcast that's doing fairly well to say get help, but we need a little bit. We've done this from day dot.
Yeah.
As you and I, we've split the responsibilities and we do have a good coverage of it all, but we can't keep doing it like this.
And that's, again, I love referring to this with everything we say. We're doing really well and successful in what we're doing in what you see, but here we are needing to ask for help. And that's a prime example of anyone and everyone that might be doing well or seeing other people do well.
Absolutely.
And at the end of the day, we need help.
Building on that, you only see what you hear or you see on Instagram.
Or a post. Or
there are hours of prep. And
listen to it, change this. Listen to it again, change this, do this, so post this, email. Yeah.
It's not sustainable to keep doing this. No. So we are, well, it is sustainable. We just need a little bit of help.
Yeah.
That comes back to life, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Brownie, what's one advice you're taking with you guys into 2022? I love your podcast as well. Thank you very much. Probably the same as the other question.
Yeah.
I'll start with what it's okay not to be okay.
Yeah.
Finding that company, that brand, that slogan I got on my car, I wear clothes all the time, wear it.
Yeah.
So that's probably, it's okay not to be okay.
Yeah, I think the mates one. That.
Yeah.
The
quote of the week.
Yeah, quote of the week we did about mates. I think I'll take it in 2022.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
Nick, it's not a question, but the reason why I'm going to ask you is because it's from our good mate, Stu.
Legend.
He loves the mo, and he knows that you know, but how about growing the beard for 6 months? I'll tell you what, if I grew a beard for 6 months, I reckon I'd be all right. I reckon
do it.
No. Mine gets trimmed every week.
I shave every second day.
Yeah, you have to.
It's like few patches to be patchy. I don't know, it'd be two.
Man, you'd be your face and head would be one hairy bloke. Hey,
maybe I should, hey?
Nah.
Oh. Nah, okay, fine, whatever. The moustache doesn't pop as much when I've got more.
That's true.
And that's a statement.
I mean, so maybe.
It's a possibly for like 3 weeks, see how it goes.
Yeah, okay.
And I'll get rid of it.
Right.
Brownie, what do you think is the best way to start a discussion on the topic of mental health? Curtis. Oh, that's probably a good one for you that you haven't really been involved in it as much as I have, so.
I reckon it's as simple as, hey mate, how you doing? And when they say, like, oh, I'm alright, or whatever, I say, no.
How are you really going? Of someone asking someone else, so,
I think, is that the question?
So what do you think is the best way to start a discussion on the topic of mental health?
I think that, hey, how are you doing? Yeah. And then if they say, so two ways, but if they say they're really good, and they actually are good, say, oh, that's good, mate. Unfortunately, I'm not feeling great.
Yeah.
Or this happened or whatnot. If they're not feeling good, but you know them well, you should know someone quite well if you're asking them. Yeah. So I know, let's say, for example, that you're obviously working wrong and things might not be going well. I know that from the past, whatever it is. I'm not saying this is true, I'm just saying. And I say, hey, mate, how are you? And you say, yeah, I'm all right. And I say, well, how's things down in Wongan?
Yeah.
Are you all right? How's work going? What's your thoughts about coming back? I feel like you can start a conversation around mental health, but it doesn't have to be as like, how's your mental health?
Yeah, no way. So it's kind of opening a door to invite that person to open up and making them feel comfortable to do that. So
if I said to you, how's Wongan? And that was really upsetting you, you're just going to tell me. You're just going to spit it out and that'll help. It doesn't have to be like,
If you're not honest, so this is coming from a point of view of being asked. If you're not honest in yourself in getting asked this question, you trust this person, this is really harsh, that's on you.
Yep.
You've been given an opportunity to speak about how you're feeling. Be honest, because you're only going to feel better if you open up with someone you trust.
Yep.
And for someone who wants to ask someone else around a conversation, literally, find someone you love, you trust, you can talk to and say, hey, mate, I'm not doing great. Can we talk about it? That can be as simple. I know it can be very difficult. Obviously, you take it in different ways you can and how you go about it, but that can be as simple as it's going.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Me?
Yeah, mate.
Best tips and advice for moving on from the past to focusing on the future? Use whatever's happened in the past and that you want to let go. I assume it's a letting go sort of thing.
Yeah, often relationships we get.
Motivation for yourself, right?
Yep.
Yeah, that happened, but now I'm going to focus on myself.
Yep.
And I'm going to spend, X amount of time on me. I'm going to use it to save, to go to the gym, focus on my friends.
Absolutely.
And I'll find if you keep busy that way, putting your energy, consciously putting your energy into things, I think it'll take your mind away, but you'll
absolutely
feel better. Yeah. Even if it's this hour you've got free and you're struggling to, feel all right.
Whatever it might be,
contemplating what's been going on in the past. All right, I've got an hour. I'm feeling a bit shit. You know what you can do? Read up on stocks. I'm not even joking. Read a book. Go for a run.
Or something you really enjoy or something completely opposite to what you're used to. You might not be into shares. You're like, hang on. let's just, it'll completely take your mind off what you're doing because it's so new to you. Absorb it, soak it in. So that's a great point, actually. Something you really like or something you've never been exposed
to. This one's for you here. But moving on from the past, facing the future, nothing changes if nothing changes.
That's right. And I think I get a lot of young blokes ask me, how do I get through this breakup? I just broke up with Mrs. What is it? Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I generally say things on the lines of, that's a chapter in a big book of life. That's one small chapter. That chapter could have been amazing. It could have been great.
Yep.
It's closed now. Yep. That's fine. It's good. You can look back on that as, that's great. You can look back on that and say, I miss that person. That's fine. Doesn't have to be salty and bad, but that chapter is now closed. You've got so many other fucking chapters in this book of life you can now move into. That's just one chapter. It's closed. Accept that it's closed and be excited for all the hundreds of chapters that have come in your life.
Usually, chapters that close for a reason.
Yep.
So if you can take that
bang on
negative, shit, yeah, spin it to a positive, it's an opportunity.
Yep.
It's not something that, it's something negative that's happened to you, but it's now an opportunity.
Yep.
To move on to bigger and better things.
Absolutely.
Beautiful.
Shit, yeah. My social anxiety through Corona has killed me. How do I become more socially comfortable and confident? Do you want to see? I can answer this if you want.
Yeah, you go.
I can be open and raw. I get quite bad social anxiety.
Yeah.
And I don't want to sound like a fucking loser, like I've said this before, but since becoming someone who's noticed in public,
yeah,
it has gotten a whole lot worse.
Yeah.
Some days it's great, some days it's fine, I go out, it's awesome, and then some days I'm sitting having tea somewhere out and I just know the group behind me are looking at me, talking about me. And that does build up in my mind. So that has... for that, how do I become more socially comfortable and confident?
Okay, quickly, I reckon being with others helps.
Yep.
So there's a few eyeballs on you.
Yeah.
And wear out compared to just you, yep, probably a bit more comfortable. Yep. So surround yourself with good mates.
Good point.
And secondly, I just take the sort of attitude of people won't really be worried about you. Like, I know it feels like...
That's true, yeah.
So, obviously, yeah, you've got a bit of attention from social media and stuff, but if you're just the average regular person, you walk into a party of 50 people,
yeah,
those 49 other people probably aren't fully focused on you.
Yeah.
You're just one of 50, and, you know, yeah, if no, you're not looking at people so, you know, like, intensely, yeah, because you're not, yeah, no one else is. So, like, the classic one is when you go to the gym, no one's really worried about anything other than themselves.
Yeah.
I think that's, like, it's a mindset
thing. You build up a lot of thought around it, which isn't actually there or to worry about. At the end of the day, you go into this place doing this thing because you want to do it. Try not to let someone else's view that you've built up in your mind of what they're seeing of you overcome that feeling. And I think that's just caring about what other people think type topic of just not worrying about that.
Nick.
Brown.
How do I know when it's the right time to...
Also, on that,
oh,
a huge thing of confidence. I know it's a big truck going by. A very big thing you notice, and you notice when people walk into a room, if they're on their phone. When you first walk into a room, it can be very difficult when you're on your own. A lot of people walk on their phone. I'm very guilty of it. You don't want people to look at you. You're like, oh, I'm looking at this person. I'm going to walk into an empty room of like a bar, a club, an event. If you're not on your phone, you're looking up, you're standing tall, standing proud. It speaks volumes, and that sets the tone for you walking into that room of being confident and comfortable.
Shoulders back.
Yeah.
Try.
You can. Just chest up.
It will make you feel better.
Be proud in how you feel entering a room, and it's going to speak volumes of your confidence rather than head down on
true
a phone.
True. Robert?
Sorry, mate, said that. Yep.
How do I know when it's the right time to invest in stocks from a finance perspective? Okay, so important.
Very, very important.
Don't put your money into stocks if you don't have enough.
Only spend what you're willing to lose.
Yep. So, well, okay. Two kinds of people in the room,
yep,
that do, we both have stocks and we do have similars, but yep, you can take two viewpoints. You can take Robbo's, who's gone, I'm young,
yep,
I've got a bit of capital.
Give me the pennies.
Take a few risks, let's just say risks, and yep, see if you can pull it off while you're young because you've got enough money, right? Yep. Or so in that sense, you need to only spend what you're willing to lose. If you really want to go long-term, invest for your future, kind of, you know, pay off your kids' college, whatever it is, right? And you're putting in ETFs and stuff, I would just say make sure you have an emergency fund amount.
Yep.
$5,000-$10,000.
Whatever it might
so
be.
Whatever happens, you can fund your... I think the rule of thumb is 3 to 6 months worth of funding income to live on, right? And then you just sort of flow your money that, monthly, right? I think you'll know if you have enough.
Yep.
Like if you're struggling to pay bills or you've not got a decent chunk of savings to pay yourself.
Yeah. if you're not confident in it, that's generally a good sign that you probably shouldn't.
If you're asking the question, you might be wanting to look at it. The way I see it, if you've got 3 to 6 months worth of living in savings, a stable income each week or fortnight, whatever it is, and you're looking forward to investing for the long term, I see no problem with that.
Yep. And dip your toes in. Don't put $3,000. Put $500 in. No. Just to get a taste of what it's like sometimes. That could be a possible.
True.
Brownie.
Yep.
What's your favourite Harry Potter film? I'll go first. Mine is Goblet of Fire. Thanks, Ellie. What's yours?
I had this conversation the other day. Have you seen The Reunion, by the way?
I have.
I have as well.
Oh, it's good. It's really just nice to watch.
It could be up there.
Really?
With one of the best things I've seen.
It's the scene where Hagrid's like...
It's just so good.
I'm not going to be around for, but Hagrid will be.
Dude, it's just so good.
Insane. Yeah.
Look, it is good. I think they did a fantastic job at it, because it's not just really a reunion. It takes you through the whole process.
Yeah.
And I actually learned a lot about it all. Yeah. I think it just takes you back to being a kid,
it's cool. Growing up. It is very cool.
And I had this conversation with my partner about what's the best one, because they're all. I didn't really realize that they're all so different because of the different directors and everything that. So as a kid, I always would have said number 2, Chamber of Secrets.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah, right.
But as I've grown up, I've become to appreciate the third one, Prisoner of Azkaban, what it is and the change and darkness and everything.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go, childhood me would say 2. Me now, I'd probably say 3.
Yeah. Yeah, righto. Mine's probably... I'd probably say the last one.
They're all bloody good, mate.
And Prisoner of Azkaban. I'd read on Facebook the other day. Death. Dumbledore is death. He's got the Elder Wand.
Yeah.
He had the Invisibility Coat.
Yeah.
And he had the Resurrection Stone. Is that what it was?
Yeah.
And that was death.
Mm-hmm.
And then when Harry was killed by Voldemort, and he went to heaven,
mm-hmm.
and he saw Dumbledore,
mm-hmm.
which was death.
Mm-hmm.
So Dumbledore is...
Mm-hmm.
death,
mm-hmm.
essentially,
mm-hmm.
which is pretty cool.
Yep.
So many things to look
at. It's just, it's essentially a kid's movie that's designed not for kids at all. It's incredible.
It's crazy good.
Might do a Harry Potter episode. As we said. Not stupid. Okay. That's my questions out, mate.
Done. I got one more.
Okay. I think. You give me one more.
Would you rather travel the world or Australia?
Okay. I know what you were going to say. I'm going to say the world.
Yeah. I think both.
I love that they're both. Look, I had the big Europe trip, as we've said a few times. That's a bit
of salt in the wound.
So I was about to do nearly every bloody country in Europe.
Yeah.
So that hurts.
Yep. That's stiff.
But I've been to most of the major cities in Australia.
Yeah.
They're great. They are really good. I've been to Brisbane. It's all right. It's a nice place.
Yeah.
Gold Coast, great.
Yeah.
Sydney, nice. Melbourne, beautiful.
Righto, Brownie. We'll round it out with the last question. I'll hit you with it.
Yep.
Red and green flags in a girl, or just in people in general?
Well, I was going to say most of mine would probably be just people in general.
Yeah.
So green flags.
Yep.
Motivational person.
Yep.
Motivated within themselves.
Motivates other people.
Motivates yourself.
Absolutely.
Educational, so always looking to be educated about things.
Further their knowledge on...
Not just make opinions and stick to it without having an education.
I rate that highly.
Fitness, so it's a big part of my life. Just being generally fit and liking sport and being involved.
Yeah, absolutely. Any reds or just the opposite of that? Lippy.
Yeah,
mouthy. We've talked about this.
Mouthy. I just...
Always got something to say, always got a rebuttal, always got a negative comment.
Yeah, and building on that, just negativity. You can tell when someone's negative. So, first thing they say is, I don't like them, or this bit. Just always negative.
Doesn't think before they speak.
Yeah, another red flag would be... Not into the drugs.
Yeah. There's so many. Yeah. Not into drugs.
Yeah, just not into that. Red flag is being one of the
users. Yeah, that's fair.
And another one is doesn't wear iron boots.
Oh, jeez. Which you've only recently become.
Do I wear iron? Yes.
Shut up. Me, green flag has a farm in the Great Southern.
A Okay, me and Ian.
Red flag doesn't have a farm in the Great Southern.
Not me and Ian.
Genuinely, green flag, which is also a red flag, being the opposite, is someone who can read the room and tell people's emotions and know how to react, things to say or not to say, which people might get hurt by, or just very conscious of their surroundings. That is the most attractive thing to me.
Build on that?
Yep.
Someone who's in touch with their emotions.
Yep, absolutely.
And can talk about them.
And can talk about them.
I'm working on that. Shit, yes. I'm like a yellow flag.
I'm a yellow light. I'm ambient.
Yeah.
That's huge for me.
I agree.
Being in touch with surroundings and being aware of social situations of what to say or what not to say.
Yeah. There's always that huge one person when there's just like something going on and they're just like...
Yeah, so that's a huge, huge green if you can recognise that, huge red if you can't. Probably just going to leave it with that, actually.
Yep. Oh, that's fantastic.
I've got shitloads, but...
That's fantastic. Oh, no, I think that's
always a question most times, so we'll
We can...
Throw out another one for that.
Get your iron boots. Robbo, mate.
Bounty, mate. Oh, also, huge green flag. Huge one. She's in a relationship, a Mrs. Mum. I've discussed this with people. So it's your missus, but also doubles up as your mum when you need it to tell you what to do, book that fucking doctor's appointment.
If you need that, then...
I need that.
Sure.
I need a Mrs. Mum.
Well,
so if you fit the bill for Mrs. Mum, hit me up at @_NickRoy.
Because currently Mrs. Mum is actually me, so...
So me missus,
help
but
me out.
Also does the things that I need mum to do, which is, no, you need to fucking eat right now. No, you need to have a shower. You're grotty. Get off the couch.
Yeah.
That's a prerequisite.
So, to finish,
it's good.
Obviously, we've got Dr. V, #bloke, 20% off free shipping. If you want to get on that, we encourage that. Also, we won't say it, we might have something special coming during the week.
Oh, we might hear. Just follow us on Bloke to Bloke on Instagram, and you will hear about that.
We've got something special midweek, so if you lasted this long, love you for that. Hope you all had a great Chrissy.
Absolutely. Had a reset.
Good start to the new year. Go and try something.
Bonza.
Go and try something new. And thank you for your questions. And
absolutely.
And look forward to the next one.
Yeah, which we might come sooner than later if you tune in.
Okay, Rob, as always, mate.
There you, mate.
Might see you midweek.
Bloke to bloke, mate. I'm bloke to bloke. Thanks for tuning in, you fed income legends.
For more Bloke to Bloke content, jump on our Instagram page and show us some love.